From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump is heading home from the G7 summit. Before leaving, he told U.S. troops at a naval air station in Italy, the military has his full support. Mr. Trump also spoke about funding for NATO.
The U.S. is currently paying much more than any other nation, and that is not fair to the United States or the United States taxpayer. So we're working on it, and I will tell you a big difference over the last year. Money is actually starting to pour into NATO from countries that would not have been doing what they're doing now had I not been elected. I can tell you that.
Meantime, six other nations of the Group of Seven agreed to affirm their commitment to the Paris Climate Agreement as they await President Trump's decision on the accord. President Trump tweeted on Saturday he will make a decision next week on the Paris Climate Agreement, which calls for cutting greenhouse gas emissions. President Obama signed the agreement 2 years ago, but Mr. Trump has not supported the accord publicly. The White House is not commenting on a Washington Post newspaper report that Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and top advisor, discussed with Russia's ambassador to Washington the possibility of setting up a secret communications channel between the Trump transition team and the Kremlin. Without speaking about Kushner by name, the U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said Saturday that so-called back-channeling was normal. Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion between his campaign team and Russia. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Prime Minister